Welcome to Torah from JTS, a weekly commentary from the Jewish Theological Seminary.
This is Rabbi Naomi Kalish, the Harold and Carol Wolf Director of the Center for Pastoral Education at JTS. A Family Reconciles. Parshat Chayei Sarah is bookended with the accounts of the deaths of the first two Jews, Sarah and Abraham. The early part of the text spends much time describing the process by which Abraham secured land for Sarah's burial and then buried her. At the end of the parsha, we learn that Isaac and Ishmael buried their father Abraham together. Though the Torah describes these brothers' unity in concise and matter-of-fact language, they and their extended family must have worked hard to achieve reconciliation. The last time the Torah describes Isaac and Ishmael together was the day of the celebration of Isaac's weaning. Sarah had taken note of Ishmael, became protective of her son, and ordered Abraham to expel Hagar and Ishmael from their home. Early the next morning, Abraham sent them on their way, and the text does not tell of the brothers having contact afterwards until Abraham's death, when they bury him together. The text is vague about how Isaac and Ishmael reunited and reconciled. The Torah does not provide us with information about the relationship between the brothers during the intervening years. Had Isaac and Ishmael not seen each other in the years since their separation? Do they know of the traumas each had experienced? Did Isaac know of Ishmael's expulsion by their father from his home and abandonment in the wilderness? Did Ishmael know about Isaac's near death at the hand of their father during the Akedah? Perhaps each of them greeted their reunion with anticipatory dread, as did the next generation of brothers, Jacob and Esau, who had an even more explicitly fraught relationship that originated in the womb. Leading up to their crucial encounter after years of estrangement, Jacob was even afraid that their reunion would result in someone's death, yet they interacted with unexpected grace. Offering gifts to Esau, Jacob tells his estranged brother that to see your face is like seeing the face of God. Later, the twins would meet again, and they came together to bury their father, Isaac. According to Monica McGoldrick, a family systems theory therapist and educator, death and other major loss pose the most painful adaptational challenge for the family as a system and for each surviving member. Its impact reverberates through all of the relationships in a family. When a change takes place in a family through an addition or subtraction, it opens the possibility for both positive and negative change. McGoldrick writes, "Loss can strengthen survivors, bring them even closer, inspire their creativity, and bring out their strengths. Conversely, it can leave behind a destructive legacy of dysfunctional coping patterns." Reading for multiple members of the extended family provides us insight into how together they experienced their grief. The Midrash takes note of a curiosity in the text. When Isaac and Ishmael bury Abraham, and when Jacob and Esau reconcile, the younger brother is mentioned first. The Midrash interprets this to mean that Ishmael engaged in a process of tshuva, repentance. One may read the word tshuva as repentance or simply as return. Ishmael returned to his estranged brother. For reasons we do not know, he gestured for his brother to lead the way. Other midrashim assume an earlier reunion, and not only of Isaac and Ishmael, but of numerous family members. After Sarah's death, Abraham lives 35 more years, and the Torah does not tell us explicitly what he did during this period. Late in our parsha, we read that Abraham took another wife, whose name was Keturah. Rashi explains that Keturah is identical to Hagar. Keturah was her name, and Hagar, creatively revocalized to Hager, the stranger, was a description of her status within the context of Sarah and Abraham's household. Genesis Rabbah explains that she was named Keturah because her deeds were as beautiful as spices. The descendants of Abraham and Keturah include merchants of spices. The home that Hagar established is a central location in this time of change in the family. After joining Ishmael in burying Abraham, Isaac settled near Beer Lachai Roi, the location central to Hagar's story, where Ishmael's birth was foretold. It was in this location that Hagar became the first woman with whom God speaks directly. Unlike her later expulsion in the wilderness, during which she cries out, in this experience she speaks out and gives voice and story to her experience. She bestows a name upon God, "You are El Roi," which the Torah explains as reflecting her own transformation from her encounter with God. Have I not gone on seeing after he saw me? Hagar is a supporting character. Not clearly identified, she hovers through the Parsha. She is the one who was seen and felt seen. Transformed, she has the ability to see, hear, and know others. Through their reconciliation with her, Isaac and Ishmael experience healing from their traumas and reconciliation with each other. Jonathan Shea, a psychiatrist who works with veterans, writes that healing from trauma depends upon communalization of the trauma, being able safely to tell the story to someone who is listening and who can be trusted to retell it truthfully to others in the community. Claiming her name as Keturah, Hagar did just this. She creates a place of refuge where one can be seen genuinely, where strangers become known, loss can be mourned, and a family can turn toward its future.
If you enjoyed this program, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts, and discover JTS's other series by visiting jtsa.edu/podcasts. To learn with JTS faculty in live online classes, visit jtsa.edu/online. And you can get in touch with us by emailing onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Thanks for listening.